Hello everyone, welcoming Frédéric Godard, a professor at INSEAD, on the RCLG podcast today. Thank you so much, Frédéric, for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
We are going to talk about how other industries can learn from the luxury and fashion industries today. So I have three big questions that Frédéric is going to address. First off is, in a time where fast fashion has taken the lead, high-end luxury and fashion companies have gone back to the art du métier and the craftsmanship of their products. Can other industries learn from that and go back to the authentic source of the products and services that they offer?
Right. Thank you, Celeste, again for welcoming me. Very happy to answer this question about what can other industries learn from fashion and luxury. And I have to say that these answers I'm going to give are a little bit self-serving because I love those industries. So I'm going to try to, you know, justify why anyone should actually be interested in fashion and luxury. So I will try to answer those questions. Okay. So the first one is about craftsmanship. And obviously when we talk about craftsmanship is mostly for the luxury industry, something that these days has become quite important. It's always been important in the industry, but now it's really coming back. So I think what the other industries can learn from craftsmanship are several things. So one is this notion of quality that you have in luxury and is absolutely important. You know, when you have craft, you have quality, right? From quality, you get other things, right? You get a form of sustainability because the products, they last longer. And let me tell you that these days, sustainability is a major challenge for everyone. So I guess, you know, anyone can say, okay, let's have well-done products. Okay, so it could be for cars, it could be for consumer goods in general, like food. It could be for houses, furniture, anything, right? So you get sustainability, products last longer. Two, craftsmanship, you get beauty. I mean, I have to say, usually those products that are handmade and the craft, and they look beautiful. Okay, so I guess, having some form of beauty around us is pleasant. So that's a plus. And the third one, I would say is profit, in the sense that when you have well-made products that last a long time that are beautiful, obviously customers are going to pay more, right? So it's profit, but it's profit that you can share also with your employees, and it means higher salaries. And you know what I've seen from luxury companies, that are proud of their products and craftsmanship is there. They have happy employees as well. So not only they generate profit, but they also have happy employees. So I think this is perfect. So we have, from quality, from craftsmanship, you get quality. From quality, you get sustainability, beauty, and profit that you can share between employees and shareholders. So voilà. So that's my first answer, Celeste.
Thank you very much. I think moving on, we would like to know, people are also looking for customization and personalization these days as they want to de-average from the norm. But in other industries such as food and beverage, just to cite one, there's still this culture of mass production. So how can other industries learn about adapting to each and every customer for a personalized journey coming in the future?
So that's another way for other industries to learn from fashion, right? The customization or personalization. So what sociologists have observed is that there is this big trend for individuals to claim, their own identity, right? And be autonomous society. And in fact, I even want to say centuries in the case of luxury. So product that are exactly what customers want. So that's luxury, right? I mean, and it's often unique, and we're not far from art. Okay, and that's related to the first point we discussed, which is craftsmanship, right? what you can learn from luxury is how to mix the pull and push. I think they are really good at this. So luxury often they push, so they have ideas, creative ideas, they're trying to push the customers. But at the same time, they try to understand them, right? And I would say, in my view, a lot of industries are too much pull. Some others are too much push. And I think what luxury has is that it has this mix of the two, which is quite fantastic, to be honest. And then if we go to the fashion side, I think what fashion, and in particular fast fashion, has done well. I mean, they have plenty of problems, right, around sustainability. But what they have done well is to mass produce personalization and customization, which, you know, sounds like a paradox. But, you know, using advanced production techniques, you know, a lot of creative powers from designers all over the world. I mean, they manage to basically mass produce customization and personalization. And they do it very well. You know, they have fantastic processes in place. They, again, also mix push and pull, you know, trying to understand customers for sure, but also trying to suggest new ideas and new things. So, and so this understanding of the push and pull relationship is absolutely something that that other industries can learn from fashion and luxury. That was the answer to the second question.
Thank you so much. Extremely interesting. My final question really is, fashion brands are investing a lot of their marketing power on digitalization, as we know. So some industries don't invest as much in the digital revolution, the social media, the influencers, and the programmatic media, but they're still promoting their products in a more traditional way, whether it's TV, radio, ads on the road, door to door. So we would like to know your point of view on what they can learn from those fashion and luxury brands.
Thank you, Sarah. So third question is about, you know, what can other industries learn from fashion and luxury around digitalization, and in fact, how to relate also to customers, which I think is the key here. So there's a paradox here, is fashion and luxury have been very, very slow to embrace digitalization and new social media, and which, you know, because people thought, yeah, I mean, so luxury is something where it's all about the experience, the physical experience, so we don't need digital stuff. And fashion is like, it's the same, right? I mean, you want to try on clothes, you want to go to a shop, I mean, and get that retail experience. So that's why, in my view, they were super slow. Now, as soon as they decided that they should embrace it, they were really efficient. And what we can learn from fashion and luxury is different, right? So from fashion, we can learn, you know, how to use images, how to use style, you know, not only from a beauty point of view, because, you know, fashion is an industry that was really good at managing beauty, right? And when you want to connect with customers, managing beauty, images, all this is very important. So fashion is very good at that. Also in fashion, for a long time, you've had influencers. And so for the industry, you know, moving digital was just, or going digital was just, you know, taking what they knew already from the, you know, regular brick and mortar or physical world and make it digital. So their skills, they had the skills already, right? And now a lot of industries are learning from how fashion does it, you know. Now on luxury is different. I think what other industries can learn from how luxury relates to digital is actually how not to relate to digital, which, you know, is quite important in luxury. It's like, sure, I mean, okay, well, we will, you know, deal with digital. We will also use artificial intelligence and blockchain and all kinds of technologies, VR and so on. I mean, they're not, you know, they know that they're not naive. And but at the same time, what we can learn from luxury is how to save a space for the non-digital. Okay, so make sure that, sure, you have digital, but you also have non-digital. And the question is how you mix the two. And what I've seen from luxury brands is that they're absolutely excellent at managing the two. So you will have your digital channels and platforms and, you know, ways of engaging customers or actually clients, but also you will have the physical space. And how do you mix the two? And at doing this, they are really great. And I would encourage absolutely everyone to look at fashion and luxury to understand how to handle digital. And that was my third answer, or the answer to the third question.
Thank you so much, Frédéric. These are the three big questions that I have today. But thank you so much for coming on our podcast. This has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much for organizing. I'm very happy, and I hope my answers will inspire people to look at fashion and luxury and try to understand what to do with them and from them for their own industries.
Thank you so much, Frédéric. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.